Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May the 1st, 1812, at around 12:30 a.m., a heavy dark cloud obscured the heavens completely, hanging so low as to apparently touch the ground. An hour later, a sandy grit began to fall. At 2 a.m., explosions were heard to the west that resembled two frigates exchanging broadsides, and shortly afterwards the fall of grit turned to ashes. From 2 to 6 a.m., a low, murmuring, distant thunder was heard, accompanied by two vivid flashes, then brief squalls of rain and ash. Between 6 and 8 in the morning, meteors resembling globes of fire about the size of a 13-inch shell appeared in the northeast. By this time, the fall of ashes carried on the wind was so thick it was impossible to look east without being blinded, while a purple, horrid glow in the sky resembled a vast town on fire in the distance. A flight of birds known as men of war, seabirds which seldom ventured near land, was observed around 10 a.m., so loaded with ashes that they could scarce raise themselves from the ground. Total darkness continued for 12 hours, during which the temperature never rose above 70 degrees Fahrenheit, and over an inch and a half of ash accumulated on the ground. Having witnessed the effects on Barbados of the eruption of the La Soufrière volcano just 3 weeks ago, it isn't hard for us to understand what had happened. But on this day, 209 years ago, Barbadians were utterly mystified. At that time, the outbreak of the War of 1812 with the United States was imminent, and the initial assumption was that the phenomena were the result of a heavy naval engagement somewhere offshore. The governor, Sir George Beckwith, put the garrison at St. Anne's Fort on alert. However, the mystery deepened when the Neptune, a Royal Navy ship that arrived in Barbados 2 days later, reported encountering the same dense cloud of ash 500 miles east of the island. The mystery was solved when the sloop Hunter arrived on the 6th of May, carrying the news that La Soufrière had erupted in St. Vincent on the 27th of April, after being dormant for more than a century. More than 30 years later, in the 1840s, the ash from La Soufrière could still be found in various places in St. Thomas and elsewhere in Barbados. It was called the May Dust, and it was proved by the famous English scientist Sir Humphrey Davy, who examined a sample to impart fertility to the soil. Also, as Robert Schomburgk explained in his History of Barbados, the phenomenon of ash moving east from St. Vincent proved the theory of the existence of upper currents of air contrary to those on the surface of the earth.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.